For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Efforts to cut Missouri's prison population appear to be working, but a new report shows that's not enough to save the state money. A recent Sentencing and Corrections Oversight Commission report shows almost 30,000 prisoners have been released since 2012 through programs intended to curb prison time for nonviolent offenders. The Justice Reinvestment Act creates incentives for offenders to comply with probation and diverts others from prison for some technical violations, and although it has helped keep some offenders out of prison, the report shows housing costs for new sentencing outstrip savings. Republican State Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield co-chairs the commission. He says he's pushing for more money to fund programs in the act in hopes of cutting costs for housing prisoners. Savings would be used for crime prevention programs. Several elected officials say some of Missouri's top leaders tried unsuccessfully to pressure Ferguson Police Chief Tom Jackson to resign after the fatal shooting of Michael Brown. Ferguson Mayor James Knowles III told the Associated Press on Friday that top state officials had several meetings where they applied pressure on the city to force Jackson to step down. Missouri House Speaker John Deal and U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill confirmed they both attended a fall meeting about the issue. Also, records provided under an open records request include a November 10th email from St. Louis County's police chief about such a meeting. Brown was shot by Officer Darren Wilson on August 9th, and the shooting led to significant unrest in St. Louis County. As the number of homeschooled children continues to rise, a new coalition has formed. The Kansas City Star reports that the group of homeschooled alumni calls itself the Coalition for Responsible Home Education. The group argues that public oversight is needed to ensure children are doing schoolwork and not being forced to work at family businesses or, worse yet, being abused. Currently, there are few regulations. In Missouri, the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education makes clear on its website that it does not regulate or monitor homeschooling. About the only rule governing homeschooling in Kansas is that parents should notify the local school district when they stop doing it. Homeschool backers insist that parents who make the decision to homeschool are typically committed to the task. The University of Missouri's flagship campus in Columbia is offering a buyout option for some of its academic administrators. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that 28 administrators are eligible out of 48 total academic administrators, including deans and the provost. To receive the buyout, the administrators must be retirement eligible and turn 62 by August 31, 2015. Participants will receive a one-time payment of 1.5 times their base salary, not to exceed $200,000. MU spokeswoman Mary Jo Behnken says eligible employees received letters Thursday about the program. Applications are due March 2nd. The university previously offered a buyout option for some of its tenured faculty members, and 110 people were approved. The earlier buyout was credited with freeing up about $17 million in budgeted salaries and benefits. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.